The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 386. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vale.
How you doing?
And Brett Murdoch.
Yo, Throw Down 86. It's our vintage vaporwave episode.
Yes, 386. All right, no Brian action because, as far as we're concerned, he's doing a British Memorial Day, you know, where they're basically giving us props for bailing him out of World War II, you know?
they just walk around all day tipping their hats vaguely westward.
Pip, pip, cheerio and all that, fellow Americans.
The colonies.
Well done, carry on.
We already got a question before the show even started.
Yo.
Why are you knocking on the bricks?
Kishak goes, are you guys doing anything special for episode 400? We actually are. That episode will actually, I can tell you right now when it'll be. That's the good thing about Throwdown, man. We don't have random episodes. We have a tight schedule around here. So September 7th, we'll have episode 400, and we will have special guests. That's all I'll say about that.
Who are these special guests?
Who him? A very blatant clue is, you guys will see his face in the chat.
Jerry Lewis, Tony's getting a white tuxedo.
We're obviously gonna have Bowser as a as a guest.
Yeah, man, you already know. All right, we're back with another one. Happy Memorial Day to the Americans out there. You know, hope you guys have been eating or will eat a lot of food, drink a lot of beers and all that. You know,
beers.
So yeah, good stuff. All right, without further ado, let's get right into it. Whoa, what is this? The first question of the night.
Whoa.
What is going on here? Who is this person? Romu Death asking a question. Not even sponsored. This is like an actual legit question. This is interesting to me.
Big for his britches, man.
Seriously, who is this dude? Man, I should block him like I did Damien.
I hear he's a quite controversial person. I remember he tweeted one thing and it literally broke the internet.
Yeah.
he's all right when you get to know him.
The sad part is that's not even an exaggeration. The internet was broken. It was ridiculous. Anyway, so Mr. Romudeath, very humble and handsome fella, asked, what do you guys expect to see during the PlayStation State of Play June event? Mm-hmm. Now, here's the interesting thing. We were asked this question about a month ago, asking, if there is one, what do you expect to see? So I'm going to repeat the same answer, and I think this is the same answer a lot of you guys will have. Games. I want to see some fucking games. Let's see some games. PlayStation doesn't have anything that I'm looking forward to. I know they have Ragnarok. I still don't think that's coming out this year. I hope I am wrong, right? But aside from that, what do they play? And yes, I realize I'm wearing the PlayStation hat, but I don't have it. There's nothing I'm looking forward to. You know, what about the rest of you guys? Like, I think this show would just mainly be indie games. Fingers crossed we get something for God of War, but I think it's just going to be a bunch of indie games that are coming up during the summer.
I mean, Go ahead, Brent.
Okay, Carlos first, then Brent.
So this is a June showcase, which is normally, you know, maybe not more recently for Sony, but normally it's the E3 timeline. So it's sort of what we can expect from the near future to the next 10 years. That's Sony's track record. And so I think we might get announcements of games that will probably come out 3 years from now.
Okay.
I do not expect God of War Ragnarok to be shown. I hope I'm wrong, like Tony. But I'm just, you know, I got to set my expectations low because I've been burned way too many times by these companies,
you know,
expecting to see something.
Especially this generation.
And getting CG trailers you know, people getting excited over CG trailers.
Can I bring that up real quick? Can I bring that up real quick? I'm excited about the new Jedi Fallen Order game. Don't get me wrong, but come on, bruh. CG trailer, really? So that's all I had to say about that.
It's become a thing. It has to be there now. And I hate that it does. But, like, if you do a CG trailer, man, you get to do three reveals on one game. You get to do your announcement. You get to do your CGI trailer drop. You get to do your gameplay trailer drop.
Yeah. Well, which one do you prefer, CG or live action? Because those are the worst. When they do the live action, you definitely know that's not the game. So you get to.
That just feels lazy.
Yeah, I agree.
We used to get those. Remember the Call of Duty ones?
Yeah, I remember. I remember. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead, Carlos. Continue.
So to answer Adam's question kind of differently, it's logos. That's the worst. You know, shout out to the agent. And I don't know. It's hard to think. Has Gran Turismo come out already? I don't even know.
It did. Remember, it had all the controversy with the
like the pay to win stuff.
Yeah. Wait, the game or the Netflix or the show?
The video game.
Because there's a show coming up. There's a show coming up. That's what I heard.
And shout out to the chat. People are mentioning Final Fantasy VII. Yeah, part two. That's a possibility. Final Fantasy 16 is also something that people want and kind of expect, since we haven't heard anything since the sort of quote unquote unveiling. But man, I think God of War might be the only hope for all of us.
He's like Obi-Wan, right? He's our only hope.
He's our only hope.
Another Sackboy. Sackboy 2, the second nut.
Hopefully,
The Boogaloo.
The sackening, you know.
wasn't that a hit? I think that did okay.
Maybe we'll get Knack 3 for Joey Polanco, you know.
He'll be happy about that.
But yeah, even that stuff you just said, Carlos, is already too speculative for me, you know. I don't know.
It's because
I'm just, again, disappointed in this generation.
I think I know what I'm going
to. Yeah, go ahead, Carlos. Finish up. And then, actually, wait, then Brett and then Adam go.
So just real quick, it's, you know, I guess, you know, we're all jaded here. We're all getting
old. This is true.
We get to a point where we're seeing trailers of games that could potentially get us a little bit hyped, but we know more than likely 90% of the stuff that's going to get shown isn't going to come out this year.
Mm-hmm.
Probably even more. Even if they say Final Fantasy 16, if we don't get a date or if we don't get, you know, something like substantial gameplay footage, then it might as well come on 2025 for all we know.
Yeah. That's the thing with all these delays and stuff. It's hard to get excited, you know, it really, cause every time you see any kind of trailer, you're like, okay, when is this actually going to release? Cause you can't even trust when a game goes gold anymore. Thanks to Cyberpunk, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, man. Jaded. I mean,
you can't trust release dates, but they at least give you an idea of where in the stack things are coming up, and like that stays pretty accurate. You know, it's in the grand scheme of things, we're like we know the new God of War is coming up soon-ish, yeah. And then that I mean, like in the next couple of years, we know that's coming down the pipe, right? So, I don't know if it necessarily matters exactly when they say the announce or the release date is at this point. And I don't know that it necessarily matters. Like back in the day when you got games released every month or two, like that was kind of a big deal. Now they're just like, well, you're not playing video games until spring now. And you're like, oh, well, I guess I'm just playing the same shit till spring then. So it's tough to really have that be impactful in a market where there's nothing that rushes to fill that gap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Is that what you wanted to say too, Brett? Before?
Oh, I just wanted to say that, like, what I want to see, like, I agree with you, is games, and I think that this needs brought up constantly, and I keep bringing it up because I think it's important to hold everybody's feet to the fire. We all know, and we're all bitching about how Microsoft needs to come up with games, but the truth is, both of the main competitors are kind of in the same boat on this. And that's not whataboutism. That's I'm sick of. Everywhere I look, seeing a dry desert of fucking gaming. So, like, everybody, just announce more goddamn games. But really what we're going to get is more sprinkling. Here's the thing. When you release a game, again, every year and a half or whatever it's going to fucking be, you got to keep on, like, sprinkling those breadcrumbs to keep people excited. So, honestly, I think it's just we're going to see a lot of breadcrumbing. That's my anticipation.
Yeah, I concur, unfortunately. Adam, what's up? What do you think we're going to see?
I think they're going to see a whole lot of what they've been pushing for the past 2 months, and that's talking about all these new services.
That's a good point.
That's their whole point of games. They're like, but this is games. This is games with the service. And that's what we're giving you. More games, part of more services. And they're going to really have to break it down and explain it because people are very confused about what's included in these things and the different tiers and they get and what's behind a paywall. And you know, remember there was that whole controversy which people were bringing up. And I was like, I didn't even think about that. And it was like, oh, what if you own a game that's digital, but it's not, is it only available for you to re-download if you're part of the service? Is it like that type of thing? Like, oh yeah, you can play your old PS3 game stuff if you're part of the service. Even if you own it, it's locked behind the paywall. Then they cleared it up a few days later. Says, no, it's not locked. If you own it, then you can play it. Once that service goes live and it's enabled, you just start seeing your PS3 game you own pop up.
Yeah, well, so, we can't guarantee anything like that. But
that's what they said. That was official.
That your PS3 games are going to start popping up?
Whatever you own. No, it was the games you own. The games, the digital games that you own, there'll be a tab showing what you own. So that way you'll just know that it's there. It's they said it was going to be another tab because everyone was saying the service in order to play the old digital games that we own. That whether it's the streaming, the PS3 games are going to be streaming, PS2 games, all that stuff. Is it all behind the paywall? And then they cleared it up and says, no, it's not behind the paywall. They said, you will see it. There'll be a new tab and you'll see the stuff that you own that it,
so
which would be
available. Does that mean that the store is going to essentially...
It's going to look different.
The store is going to have like where you can buy old PlayStation games?
I don't know if you'll be able to buy the old one, but they said you'll see your old, if you own it, if it's part of that service, because it has to be part of that service. So let's say, I don't know, the Jimbo's game, and the Jimbo's game is a game that you bought digital, and then you find out Jimbo's game is part of one of those tiers, then yes, it'll be there, and you won't have to pay for that tier either, because you're an owner of the game. So they're not going to lock it, though.
The best way to test it out would be to try to have at least one of those games in there and see if that shit shows up on the day.
To see if that
kind of go by Jumping Flash.
I mean, well, that's the thing. Like, we saw those lists that came out. Does anybody own any of those PS2 games or PS3 games that are on that list?
I have to be honest, like the Rogue Galaxy game that was on the 4, that you can get that at the store currently. But any of the PlayStation 1 titles, I don't know if I have any of the ones like listed. Yeah, but totally. I think a lot of those things are, a lot of those games are still on the PlayStation 3 store. If you have like a, you know, put a little bit of money into your shit, then you should be able to get it.
So that's what I think. I think they're just going to try to smooth that out and really clarify exactly what's going on a big stage, as opposed to just sprinkling it through websites and all the casuals not really understanding what's happening. Like, my service going away, I see there's other tiers. You know, it was the same thing that Microsoft had to go through when they got rid of the Xbox Gold and they went with the whole Ultimate, because people were saying, damn, you're telling me I have to pay $14.99 plus I have to pay for Gold? It's like, no, it's included. What do you mean it's included? What if I don't want that? I was like, well, there's just a Game Pass one. What do you? So they had to do a whole presentation on it. And I'm assuming this is the route that Sony's going to have to go to really clear up. And now they're coming in strong with one new plan, but two, plus the essentials was the basic. So once they break that all down, and then they'll focus on some other things, I think it's going to be all about just pushing these services.
Yeah, I think you are onto something, because the new PlayStation, the new PlayStation, it's just called PlayStation Plus. It is coming in June, so June event, June launch, we could get something there, you know? Be interesting for sure. But I don't know, we'll see. Chris, any thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think Adam brings up a really good point. I think the show is probably half going to be focused on the new services. And then I have maybe 20-30% stuff we don't care about. They'll do God of War. They'll do indie stuff. Like, you'll be like, hey, you like Dinosaur High School? And you're like, what the fuck is this?
No. You made up that shit.
No, that's an actual thing, man. They showed that before. It's like, what is this Flash game? Oh, this is a real game. They show off indies. Everybody does that. But they'll pad out the show and they'll have God of War, maybe something else. I don't know if they'll have any kind of surprises, but I think Adam's right. I think they're going to focus on talking about the merger of PS Now. I forgot what they call it. Whatever PS Plus becoming. They'll focus on that.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. Moving on here. Chakzilla, right? His question is, will Xbox reveal the next big addition to Game Pass during the Xbox Bethesda June event? What do you think it could be? It could be more day one releases, more Ubisoft games, hardware announcements, etc. They need something to counter the new PlayStation Plus. The thing is, they don't, because PlayStation Plus is itself a counter to Game Pass. You know, the new version of it, at least. We're not going to go into those differences. We've already done that. We've already done it. We're not going to go down that road. So I guess, what do you expect to see at the Xbox Bethesda event? That's the real million dollar question, because they don't got shit now.
We don't know.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Starfield.
Yeah,
but they delayed it, though.
No, I know.
But we're going to get some breadcrumbing on Starfield. They're going to be like, hey, remember Starfield was going to be? You remember how? Hey, everybody, remember how we were all going to be playing Starfield at the end of this year, and we're not? Let's just take a minute to dwell on that.
That's going
to
be so weird. That's going to be so weird.
What people forget is that there's a lot of other studios that fall under that. Remember Machine Head and all the other ones that are there?
Ray Ban.
Yeah, there you go. Machine, Motorhead, and all of them. They got.
But you're just naming bands right now.
There's a lot of bands. But yeah, they got a bunch of studios, so I'm sure some of those have to have something ready to spit out. And if not, it's probably going to be more of what's coming to Game Pass. We see that there's an expanded partnership with Ubisoft, which also starts next month. And we get Game Pass is getting For Honor and Assassin's Creed Origin. So they're expanding on that. And I'm sure they'll bring up that new partnership. They'll probably talk about that. This is a real stretch. And this is I'm just saying this. I wouldn't be surprised if they start talking about just all the other back catalog games that they plan on porting over to the service from Activision, or games that they plan on reviving. Then Uncle Phil, he sent a tweet out with some games that people would like to see come back from the pack of Activision. People were throwing all kinds of names at. And it reminds me of when he did that with that Toad game. I mean, what was that?
Battletoads.
Oh, Battletoads. He did that too. And people were like, Battletoads. And he's like, yeah, I love that game too. And then sure enough, we got another fucking Battletoads.
But you can't. He can't do that with Activision because the deal hasn't gone through yet.
But he can talk about old games. He can talk about old games, porting those over. That could be just a deal no different than what we're seeing with the Ubisoft. He could just say, hey, we're just working out a deal. We're bringing back all the old ones. What was it? It was one of the sites. I got to find it. France, one of those fucking posting already from their version of Game Pass on the website that shows updates. And it had like almost every single Call of Duty listed, all the older ones. So we'll see. But I have a feeling it's just going to be a lot of old shit. I don't really expect too much. It'll be amazing if they announce, oh, guess what? We got like at least five. Even if they said we have five exclusives dropping before the end of the year.
Oh no, you know.
That'll be a miracle. That ain't happening, bro.
I love Tony's reaction.
The only reason why I say that, all the studios they have. Come on, say it, Carlos. They gotta
I gotta have some. That's what Adam's saying.
You got Adam. Here's what's more likely to happen. Microsoft will announce they're acquiring Ubisoft or EA. And it's going to be implemented in fiscal year at the end of fiscal year 2024. And then the fanboys are going to give even another fucking year of leeway, saying, no, the games will come, you know, not after Ninja Theory acquisition, not after Playground acquisition, not after the Bethesda acquisition, not after the Activision acquisition. Oh, but after the Ubisoft, that's when all the games are going to start piling up, you know, because of the pandemic and, you know, delaying games and all this stuff. And wait for E3. And we're going to be in 2030, and we're going to go through the same fucking cycle all over again.
Let me ask, though. In not a fanboy, what about as a way, like, what's Sony's excuse?
Well, they don't have an excuse.
Well, and that's what I mean by that is, like, I feel like we can stop, like, we can start calling people out on the pandemic stuff when somebody, anybody starts releasing games. Then we can start holding the other one's feet to the fire. But until then, man, like, I just don't know what the fuck is up. It seems to be systemic.
And I'm tired of.
Jeez, you think there was a pandemic or something going on, or a chip shortage?
And then back onto that whole EA thing, and everyone's respectable sites. I can't believe they're getting this shit wrong. Even ESPN getting this shit wrong. And they're like, oh yeah, well, it makes sense that EA is trying to sell now that they no longer have FIFA. They're not making any soccer. No, it's fucking just the brand name. It's like if John Madden's family, the estate said, you can't use a name anymore. They can still make games because they have rights to the NFL. They just can't call it Madden. That's what's going on here. They are still making soccer. There is still EA. It's the EA Sports FC. They're still doing it. But fucking ESPN and all the outlets are like, well, they're not making any soccer games. Who's going to make? When did they say that? it's just FIFA, but I see this everywhere, and then it's being passed around as, well, a lot of people keep thinking that EA is putting itself for sale because that was their moneymaker. I'm like, yeah, and that's still their moneymaker. Ultimate Team and all the microtransactions, still their moneymaker. So if you listen to this, people, EA is still making the soccer. Yeah. Just not going to be called FIFA. That's all.
I just don't know what they can announce. Obviously, they do have a plethora of announced games that they could potentially show. You know, Senua's Saga. They can show Fable. They can show that RPG
games. Carlos, you're fucking hilarious tonight, man.
Well, I'm just mentioning the games that they've announced years ago. Yeah. At this point,
you know, Fable ain't gonna be shown.
Wait. Are we doing a prediction show?
No, fuck that bullshit.
We're not doing that, so that we can just say it here. Then the Red Dead remastered shit. I think it'll be announced at this show. At this show, Microsoft Professor. I think they'll announce that it's gonna be first and it's gonna drop on Game Pass or some shit. They'll
pull. Well, let me ask you guys real quick. Do the rules of E3 still apply in the sense that, like, is this the, because you remember E3 used to be when they, you know, announced their big yearly drops, right? Like, do we really expect that to be the same now? And I'm genuinely asking that, like, so this is I don't know when their big drop. I don't know if we have a big drop time of year anymore.
I don't think that exists anymore. Thanks to everything that's going on, that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, and so if there's no real outward pressure, like, I think we may be looking at this from, you know, fans of E3 and old heads kind of point of view. Like, what are they going to announce this summer? Like, well, I mean, you really have to announce anything.
By the way, Brett, just to clarify, that's what the fans are asking. I've already made it very clear that I don't think you're going to show shit. Like, I'm not saying?
I don't mean us. Yeah. I mean just, like, you know,
people in general. I agree.
Audience in this, too. Like, all of us peoples.
Fair enough. Yeah, I agree with your assessment that people are looking at this as a normal E3 situation when it is clearly not. Think of this as just another event that you see literally 50 times a year. These things, again, with so many events, they become kind of worthless now. So, yeah, that's all I got to say about that.
I mean, we'll get Halo Infinite stuff. I know that for sure.
I'm so skeptical. I don't expect nothing anymore, man.
It's got to come at some point. At least look at it that way. It's got to come at some point.
I wrote an editorial about this recently where I'm like, I don't trust release dates anymore. I don't trust none of this shit anymore. Why do I have to? Everything I want to see is fucking delayed, you know? So what's the point? You know, it's fucking, this generation fucking sucks. Anyway, go on.
What generation?
You know, and no, because you know some motherfuckers. Oh, what about Returnal? Get out of here with that bullshit. Anyway, go on. I'm ornery right now, man, because this generation fucking sucks, man. No fucking games.
This generation has failed you.
It has failed. You know. Anyway, go on. Whatever. I don't want to go with this question. Let's move on. Some bullshit. Fucking pissing me off.
Did you ask that question?
That was Chagzilla. He asked about Xbox, you know.
Well, shout out to Chagzilla.
You already know.
His birthday last week. Happy birthday.
Matter of fact, he gave me a little bit of a shout out. He goes, Tony, it was nice to see Jess Corden and other of your colleagues having your back last week. Yeah, that was good, you know. I wasn't looking for that, but it's nice, you know. Because they saw the bullshit, you know. by the way, Chagzilla also has another question. We've been asked this question many times, but it's an evergreen one. What is the next game you're looking forward to playing?
Oh, shit.
I have to laugh because I got fucking games. There's no games anymore. Games have been canceled, man.
Tony, it's going to be okay, man. Like, we need to sit down and have, like, a talk. Like, make sure everything's going on. Like,
oh, I'm
these
fantastic.
Games are going to come. They're going to come.
I'll answer it because it's quick. You know? State of Decay 2.
There you go, Ninja Turtles. I want to play Ninja Turtles. There you go.
There you go.
If that even comes out this year.
We don't even know.
We don't even know. That's what I'm saying. Why am I going to get excited over something that I don't know when it's coming? Fuck this shit. You know?
You've got to have something in your back.
No, I don't. I have nothing. You know?
What do you mean nothing? There's plenty of shit you never played.
I want to play new shit. I'm being ornery right now. You know?
Play Trek. You never played it.
Play Trek to Yuma.
Thank you, Manny. There you go.
None of y'all play, except Adam, maybe. Adam, you play multiplayer. You want to play Evil Dead?
Yes, play Evil.
Fuck yeah.
Chris, play Evil Dead 2 so you could be like groovy.
Oh, I'll play that, sure. I'm not playing with randos, though. I've been watching streams of people getting screwed over. I'm like, no, don't play with randos.
What, they leave people behind? Is that what's going
on? Nobody coordinates. There's no team. This is like playing GTA, doing a heist with randos, right? Nothing goes right. You got to play with your boys. Like,
You need to talk. You need to
You need to talk. But even if you have randos, they're going to do what they want to do. They're not going to listen to you. So
this is
true. You need to play with your boys. Same like you played Back for Blood. You didn't play with randos. You played with Tony and Carlos. Can't play with randos. So if you guys are going to play Evil Dead, yeah, I'll play it.
Nice.
There was that one dude, Tony. Remember that we played with?
You remember Tony?
He knew how to use the command dial that we don't do. And he was like, look over here. That was the spot.
That thing was clutch. Yeah.
I was like, see, that's how it's supposed to be done. He didn't just venture off to find stuff. He would say, look over here. Hey, guys, got ammo. Hey, there's a gun. I'm like, he's finding commands. I didn't even know it was in the game. Because it's a wheel that you have to go and you can select them. He knew exactly how to use it. And I'm like, damn. You're the best rando I've ever played with.
Hey,
they put emotes in there for a reason, so you don't have to talk to people. Yeah. I love emotes in every game.
Yeah, see, Blitz, I got to give a shout-out to Blitz to make it here. He goes, games I'm excited about. And these are all games I'm excited about, too, by the way. But you're going to notice a trend. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Sonic Origins, and Capcom Collection. What do they have in common? They're all fucking old, you know?
Whoa.
It's insane, man. Anyway, let's move on. Toon Medic, Mr. Michael Santiago. What's going on, brother? All right. His question is, recent reports say that Sony will stop making first-party PS4 games by 2025. Is this due to the chip shortage? If so, do you think games currently in development like Ragnarok will be held back from their full potential?
That could always change. You can't go based off of that shit. I don't trust any of those things.
When I read this question, it kind of solidified in me that's like this generation, I think we could almost write it off.
Yeah.
Like, I think we can at this point. If we're going to keep getting these cross-gen games for another 2 years, 2 years? Yeah, this generation. It's just a continuation of last generation, basically.
Well, dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's either going to be that or they're going to, you know, not release a new system until 2030.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I can't honestly tell you which one would piss me off more.
Well, you know, we remember that according to TCL, right? We're getting the new console in 2023, the mid-gen refresh. So
I mean like straight up like
six, right?
When are we getting the six? At this point, I'm guessing 2030.
I'm gonna have to concur, to be honest. Damn.
Well, what's funny? It's like by that logic, this is the PS5 is not named properly. It should be just called PS4.
0.5. Yeah.
It's a second refresh, call it
PS4 SE or something, you know.
Yeah, you just start making up names because we're not at the next gen yet. We're just
okay, hold on. Refresh. So we had the PS4.
If it's for the 90s, we just start adding words like Turbo and Max.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Super.
Well, we already kind of do that. It's like, you know, so we have the PS4 Pro. This should have been the PS4 Pro Max.
Oh, this should have been the Super PS4 Pro.
Super, yeah, exactly.
The Super Pro?
The Super Pro, and then the next one will be PS4 Ultimate.
Yeah.
Nice.
PS4 32X.
With an attachment, it makes the shit even bigger.
What was the question again? Oh, yeah. We're still talking about
video game consoles?
Yeah, I don't even know anymore. We're talking about...
If you get every iteration of PlayStation together, each one turns into a mini lion bot, and then they all assemble together into a very small Voltron. The problem is it only plays PS2 games, so...
Oh.
I won't say it's because of the chip shortage, like he's implying with PS4 games running into 2025, because games have to be planned years ahead of time. So really, it's just poor planning. That's what you could say. Instead of them, what we've been saying, they should have been pushing console exclusives, generation exclusives. They've been just milking the last one. It's like, oh, we have this big install base. But people are buying more of those multi-plat and cross-generational games on PS5, even though there's a shortage, right? So the planning should have changed, but they didn't change it. They just keep doing it. So it's poor planning.
Can we have a short discussion where I gotta ask, like, and I know that we're all of the agreement of like fucking pandemic, you know, it's kind of a bullshit excuse, but at this point, like, Chris, do we know how many PS5s are in the wild? Is the market share really so small that they can't justify releasing next gen games? Because I kind of feel like to a certain extent, we're all guilty of giving them a little bit of a pass. That pandemic and chip shortage, but like, I don't understand. Unless they're of the idea that there's just not enough PlayStations to warrant this kind of game, or is it that they don't want to do the brand damage by locking people away from games, or is this just a continuation of the same fucking selfish behavior that we saw at the end of last generation?
By the way, Chris, I know you were asked the question, but I'm jumping in right now. According to Sony itself, PlayStation has sold nearly 20 million. So, and this next part is me assuming. I'm going to assume Xbox is edging close. So you have roughly 30 million next-gen players, right? In my opinion, that's enough to cut off last-gen.
Wait.
That's what I had to say about that.
I'm going
to
throw a little asterisk. How many of those are still stuck with scalpers?
10%, according to analysts.
Because that's the only thing I can think of.
That's not a lot, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's probably not so much the sales. They're probably trying to see the attach rate, and they're not seeing that bump in digital sales. And so they're like, shit, these
things. Yeah. But I just had to throw it out there. So, yeah, we do know PlayStation, scalpers included, close to 20 million. But go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing. Even with the problem with scalpers and everything, eventually they're going to have to offload their product. They're just sitting on product that they can't move. They've spent thousands of dollars acquiring multiple systems that people are going, I'll wait, right? Why are they waiting? Because there's no games. If there was games, product moves the market, right? So you need games out there. People would be willing to go, okay, I'll pay $200, $300 extra just to get my hands on the system because there's something.
Yeah.
There's something worth playing. Then you would have that number shift to, you'd have that attach rate increase. So that's what they're missing. There's no games, therefore people are not, don't have the incentive to go, times are tough, I'm not paying a scalper whatever they want for the system, right? Because I don't need it, right? Because, God of War 2 is coming on PS4. I have one, so I'm good, right? They needed to stop that way earlier. But they planned poorly in advance. So they're saying, oh, no, there'll be PS4 games well into 2025. Great. So why does anybody need your new system?
Yeah, no, you're right. So, yeah, I don't know, man. But it seems like poor planning as well. You know, this generation has been fucking a mess.
I don't know if it's poor planning. Here's my point. I'm going to put my tinfoil hat here. It's just because there's an available avenue. There's something to blame it on. There's a ready scapegoat right there. Because the more I think about it, the more I'm like, all right. If I look at the pattern that's been emerging over the last several generations that's come out, right, if I mapped it on a graph, we'd be at exactly where we were without a fucking pandemic, right? Like, each generation, we go a little bit longer, a little bit longer, a little bit longer into, like, the sharing games, right? And they pushed a little long last time, and we really felt that it was pushing its edge. And now, it's taken longer. And, again, like, the chip shortage should have nothing to do with releasing games, other than, are there enough systems in the wild? And I'd be curious to really sit down and be like, okay, last generation, PlayStation started making, you know, generation exclusive games when there were this many PlayStations in the wild. I'm guilty of not doing that before I open my fat mouth, so I'll sit down and I'll check that out. I'll have some information by the next time we have a podcast. But like, I genuinely feel that they could, and by all metrics, should be releasing exclusives right now. But because they have that scapegoat there, but because they have people going, something about chip shortages or, you know, pandemic or something like that, they can kind of be like, well, let's just keep doing it and bending over our customers just a little bit further because, fuck it, they'll take it.
I disagree with that, but I'm not trying to get into argument right now, so we'll leave that alone. I think the pandemic has absolutely affected everything, and if you have people who used to work in an office with all these big servers now having to work from home, that's going to affect things. So that's ignorant statement to make. Just had to throw that out there. Hold on, let me finish that.
Okay, here's the
thing. I think we're finished.
Yeah, well, okay, in response to that, here's the thing. I would agree, and that's a good reason for a game to be delayed, right? That's a good reason for a project to be pushed back and not finished. I don't know if that's a good reason to keep it cross-gen, right? Like, if you really think about it, it has nothing to do with, like, it's not like the cross-gen, it's not like the PS5 people were sick and couldn't make it into work, right? There were lockdowns
and you couldn't go to work. You physically couldn't go to work.
Exactly. So tell me why that should make a difference on the PS5 version but not on the PS4 version.
Oh, I have no idea. Like I said, I think that we shouldn't be getting these cross-gen games to begin with. You know,
but see, that's the thing, though. In your scenario, when they hamper things up, when they hinder things, that hinders the whole game, right? It doesn't have anything to do with what system it's released on. It has to do with when the game is done, right? So when we're talking about games releasing on both systems and not being and being cross-gen instead of current-gen, that really has nothing to do with whether or not people could show up at work. Whether or not people could show up at work dictated whether the game was done, but not if it was current generation or not.
Yeah, but aren't you talking about why they're not able to manufacture enough consoles? I could answer that question, you know?
No, well, and see, that's the thing. That, like, yes, we could be talking pandemic on consoles. We could be talking – but my point in the whole console thing is strictly numbers, right? Like, yes, they could have had higher numbers, but I'm curious to see when they started making generation-specific games. Like, did they make it – did they not make them until they had an audience of 50 million players? Right, like, is that when they felt?
Yeah,
it was,
I want to know those numbers too, because again, in my estimation, 20 million, you should be good to go now. You know,
and that's my point. Like, I'm pretty sure that there were some PlayStation exclusive games last generation, 6 months in, and I'm not even sure that we had 20 million wild PlayStations then. And again, I'm gonna have to go back and because memory is weird like that. We may not have had one for 2 fucking years. I have to check, but I feel like we got console-exclusive launches or generation-exclusive launches at a much lower install base last time.
I don't know about that, but we had to wait 2 years for that last time. It was 2015 because the consoles launched 2013. 2015 is when you actually started real, like, current-gen only games. I remember Metal Gear Solid 5 was, like, one of the last holdouts. Everything was, like, but obviously we're not getting that this time around. And there also is the point of these publishers could just be thinking, no, keep putting them out on the old consoles because we're going to make more money, even though we've seen instances where games are selling more on the new systems despite the new systems not being as plentiful as the current ones. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about
it. And that's what I think it is. Yeah. I think
what it is. So
yeah, keep making more money doing this. Yeah, so let's just keep making more money doing this.
Yeah, you know what? That's my answer. I think it's that. It's just they want to keep making money. And like you said, I don't want to say they have issues because, you know, the pandemic obviously fucked things up, but they also have that excuse there too, you know? So, yeah, it could be that. Could be trying to save some money as well, even though I'm like, if you only vote for one system, whatever. Although, Gotham Knights proved that they could, because again, the game was being developed for all systems, and then they decided, fuck it, only current gen. So it can be done, you know? It's just,
yeah, but it also showed that the game suffered for having been in most of its development cross-gen.
Well, we don't know that yet. The game hasn't come out. We can't make that statement. I agree with you. The game looks kind of suspect, but we can't make that determination.
Here's the asterisk. Yeah. From what I've heard, the game looks a little suspect, and you can kind of tell it was developed for the PS4 and then shined up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's hard, Brett. You don't have to have heard that. You just watch a trailer. It's pretty evident. But again, we'll have to see if the game is actually any decent.
If it's different when it gets on your place. I can only tell how it looks on fucking YouTube, man.
You know what I'm saying? Man. Hey, Brett, I like that. We were disagreeing, but we came together, man. Good stuff.
Come together right now.
All right. Moving on here. Oh, another question from Toomedic, but we've actually answered this before. He just wanted to know, we'll do it real quick though. He just wanted to know what will be the first game you play on Steam Deck when you get yours. I already said my answer. Say it again, Cyberpunk. I want to see how the worst optimized game runs on that thing. And hopefully my Steam Deck comes soon. Let's fucking go. Adam, what about you? I'm going down the line here. Manny, I'm going to skip you for obvious reasons.
Oh, well, what are you talking about? I have a Steam Deck right now.
Vita, baby. Yeah, go ahead. Adam, what was the first game?
Grand Theft Auto 4.
All right, Grand Theft Auto 4. Chris, what about you?
Me, I'm probably try out Doom Eternal on there.
The best optimized game.
Because I was playing it, and it was a little loud and stuff, and then I saw a report over the weekend that they are aware of it and they plan on having a patch out.
What, the audio?
The fan.
I like how they're doing that stuff. And Carlos, what's the first game you're gonna play?
Well, I said Steam Deck. I said Cyberpunk before, but yeah. I might change that to. I want to replay Portal.
Ooh, nice, oh, nice, nice.
I think that'd be a good place to play.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, moving on here. Kishak. Oh, this one. I'm going to have to read a lot. Very interesting. I believe Kishak is... Yeah, there he is. He's in the chat. What's going on, brother? We got you. He goes, since PlayStation is the market leader, they are held to different standards when compared to other console makers. Some criticism is justified, but there are certain issues that are only levied at PlayStation, and I think some of you guys are guilty of it as well. The question is, why does PlayStation get singled out the most compared to other console makers? He actually lists a bunch of examples here. I'm going to go through them. So let me finish this, and then we'll get into the question.
No, we're going to jump in halfway through your list, man.
Yeah, if it happens, it happens. They get criticized for not having enough multiplayer games. They lay out a plan for bringing more live service games. Guess what? They get criticized for abandoning single-player games. You know what? Let's go through these one by one. Okay, so what do you make of that criticism that they should be making more multiplayer games? They announce more multiplayer games and they get slack. The reason they're getting heat for is because they're fucking live service games. Nobody wants that trash. You know? That's what it is.
Live service games are notoriously exploited.
They're horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's the two different sides. It's like I don't know if anybody's saying that there's a demand for live service games. I just think that they want to jump on the bandwagon like everybody else who's making money hand over fist.
Yeah, remember the question is like he goes, people ask for multiplayer games. Sony gives you multiplayer games and you get mad. It's like, yeah, but there's a distinction between a traditional multiplayer game and a live service fucking game. You know, that's the problem. And I think that's valid criticism. Live service games are trash. You know, in my opinion, you know,
okay. There's a difference between live service and multiplayer games.
Shout out Brett's dog, you know,
she's backing me up, man. She's back, world star.
Go ahead, break it down, man. What was the difference between a multiplayer game and a live service game? And yes, we are aware they're both online games. Let's just get that out there. Go ahead.
I mean, a multiplayer game is just that. It's a multiplayer game. It's a game that allows multiple people to get together and play. And a lot of live stream games are multiplayer games. But they're also the worst type of multiplayer kind of games. They're generally super exploitative. They're very grindy. They're meant to, and they're built to not be fun. And I don't mean that in like a tinfoil hat kind of way. Like, psychologically speaking, they are built for these kind of like Pavlovian twitch responses. They're not built so that you have a good time. In fact, a lot of times they're built the other way to make it so frustrating that you actually go out of your way to spend money on their game, therefore being able to progress because it's kind of a pay-to-play kind of situation. And that's their whole goal. That's the whole point. And so when people see here like, oh, it's going to be a live service game, I immediately jump to, cool, so it's going to be a joyless grind that does everything to try and pull money out of my wallet while simultaneously being both addictive yet no fun. I've been there. I don't want to do that. I'd rather just play a game that's fun and honest and generally like, look, I'm a fun game. I'm good. Play me. Spend money on me. You know what? I'm happy to do that, right? I find I love those games, but I'm not getting sucked into the Destiny thing again, man. We've all fucking been there. Mm-hmm. We've all had a little part of our soul torn out, and we don't want to go back and do it. And that's the live service games. And as for the first part of the thing, like, dude, Sony makes less multiplayer-oriented games. It's kind of their brand. They make first-person cinematic games. That's their brand. The same way, and it's not that, you know, nobody says Microsoft doesn't make enough multiplayer games. Yeah, because Microsoft is kind of multiplayer oriented. Microsoft doesn't make enough big budget AAA first party cinematic games. They don't make enough big story games. That's their thing. So they both just kind of get flip flopped.
Yeah. All right. The next point he brings up here, Sony gets criticized for not doing enough with their existing IPs. They announce a sequel or a reboot. Guess what? They get criticized for not focusing on new IPs. Now, here's the thing. You have to understand, and I think we've brought this up before, right? And if this may answer the rest of these as well, Sony has two different sets of, like, fans here, right? Or rather, they have a lot of different kinds of fans. One fan base may want new IPs. Others may want the old school shit. So you have both of them fighting each other. So I don't think it's the same people making the same complaints. I think it's like two different camps making complaints and they kind of go at each other, you know?
Yeah, gaming is never a unified voice.
Yeah, so I think that probably answers most of it. And again, like you said, since Sony is the biggest dog out there, it's going to have a larger install fan base, which means more like diverse opinions and shit. You know, so, you know, and again, even multiplayer, there's a contingent that wants multiplayer games and a contingent that does not want them, you know. Okay, let's go to the next point. They get criticized for not taking enough risks. They put a lot of development and marketing budgets into projects like Death Stranding, Return on VR. They get criticized for not appealing to everyone. But again, this is just because they're big. They have a lot of different, you know, fans and stuff that want different things. So there's always that tug and pull.
I don't know one single company, doesn't matter big or small, that doesn't get criticism.
That's the point. I'm going to say it right now. As far as I'm concerned, every company gets criticized to some extent. It's not just Sony. You know, I know the question is like they get more than others. I'm not sure about that. I think Nintendo does get a pass. Don't get me wrong, but Microsoft, they get a lot of heat too. So I don't think it's a pick on Sony party or whatever. They get as much criticism as Microsoft does. You know,
in some ways, I mean, there is some stuff there. Like I will say that there are different kinds of criticisms.
Yeah,
I'm not grenade diving here. But I do got to say, I have heard Manny explain the Sony toe dip enough times that I know for a fact the criticism that they don't always take the chances they need to is a valid one.
Yeah.
And that's not just because that's my opinion, man, but that's because like I've heard it broken down into verifiable points that construct a good argument. You know, like that's a pretty good way to judge something, not trying to be a smartass on that. I'm just saying. So like there are some valid criticism, and there's valid criticisms to be flown in both directions, but at the same time, you're also talking to fanboys, man. When people say, like, Sony doesn't exploit their first-party IPs enough, like, dude, who the fuck are you talking to?
Yeah, hold on real quick. Jay Shepard goes, when does Mike... Hold on. Nintendo gets a pass. Absolutely they get a pass, but that's a whole other story.
No. Nintendo doesn't get a pass. They just don't get invited to the conversation. There's a difference. They're sitting at the kids' table.
Well, to contextualize this whole thing with Nintendo, there isn't much criticism because the people who don't care about Nintendo don't even bother talking about Nintendo. For Xbox and PlayStation fanboys, all they can do is talk about each other. Nintendo has either they have their cult society just drinking all the fucking Kool-Aid, or they have the people that don't give two shits about Nintendo. I'm in between because I fucking love Nintendo, but I also see them for what they are, and I don't drink all the fucking Kool-Aid. So, but there's few and far in between when it comes to people that, you know, are in the same camp that I am.
Oh, can I just say, the reason we don't talk about Nintendo is the same reason that when discussing Batman villains like Mr. Freeze and Penguin, you don't bring up Kite Man.
Yeah. You know, what's the next point here? Sony gets criticized for cross-gen games despite being the only console to have current-gen games. Again, Microsoft gets the same heat too. You know, they're not exclusive for that. And we've said many, many times, Sony is the one that's still putting out exclusives, even if they are cross-gen.
I think Microsoft's criticism gets folded into the whole Microsoft doesn't have games thing. It's a pretty broad criticism.
Yeah. Sony gets criticized for keeping new game announcements too close to the chest, but last generation they were being criticized for showing games too early and showing the same games at HE3. All right, what do you say about that?
I mean, that's a weird thing.
Happened, Carlos?
That's a lot of companies. I mean,
yes, a lot of them. It's not just Sony, you know.
Yeah, so that criticism. I mean,
Square Enix. You know,
Square Enix. I mean, they showed the same game with two different fucking names.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, they all do this. They're all guilty of it. Sony, you know, maybe they are keeping it close to the vest this generation. I do appreciate that more than I did the last generation. So, I mean, they're not going to get criticism from me in that aspect. More of just like, you know, release like at least four compelling titles a year.
What is this close to the vest shit? Like, it's... There's no Last Guardian so far. Well, yeah, but like, are we saying that Sony doesn't announce their games far enough ahead of time? Because, like, that's not the problem that I've been seeing. And, I think some of the points that you're bringing up, like, I feel like you've been on Twitter, because some of these sound like super fanboy points of view. Like, maybe I'm wrong. Please, correct me. Are there people actually being like, Sony is not really saying, you know, they're not really giving us enough notice of when these games are coming out? The only thing I hear is when people say, like, oh, Sony, they're keeping their cards to their chest. Like, I think that's more that Sony hasn't said anything, and the people who are defending them are like, no, they have something. They have something. They got to have something. They're just not saying it yet.
Well, Sony back in the day would splurge out fucking names left and right. Half of them wouldn't even come out.
You know? Again, where's the Adrian at, you know?
True.
Eight days.
Yes,
exactly. Deep Down's coming out any day. Any day.
You know, mm-hmm. Again, I think it's just we're seeing two different factions on Twitter. Let's keep it real. These are all Twitter arguments fighting against each other. It's not like a grand like scheme or whatever that where people are being hypocritical. So no, you have one camp, you have another, and they're duking it out. You know, so,
I'm just surprised anybody's of the mindset of like, well, everybody's being too hidey with their secrets. They should just tell us the games that we're working on. Like, I feel like they have told us the games that we're working on like 3 years in advance. I don't need them to be any more transparent than this. I don't need them to go, hey, Bill had an idea in the bathtub today that we might do another Doom. We'll check it in 4 years.
We don't want to hear anything unless they have something ready to come.
Gotta have something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We start pitching and I was like, all right, we're not gonna keep it close to chest. We're working on this and that. Oh, awesome. When is that coming? 24, 25. You know what? Keep that. Because there's no point. I don't need to be hyped for 3 years. Nah, it's okay.
Yeah. All right. Interesting question. But again, I don't think Sony gets any more heat than others. It's just different type of heat.
I think it starts to look like somebody's ragging on one other side when you're sitting in one of the camps.
I was, you know what? I didn't want to say it, but that's exactly what it is.
I think a lot of times when, you know, people get all butthurt about a lot of the stuff that's going around there, it's like it sounds worse when you're already sort of sitting there. Already.
And by the way, this is everything. This is everything. Yeah. This is politics. Mm-hmm. This is fucking sports teams. Yep. This is all of it. Look at your timeline.
People need to, if you feel that this is what's going on, it's impacting you, go to the bathroom, look in the mirror. I'm better than, I don't yeah. really need this. This doesn't impact me at all.
Here's something to think about. You know, you not only, you know, you can't not don't only accept what they say to you, but also be, also be critical about when they're specifically doing something that doesn't make any sort of sense. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't can't do that.
Be objective. Be objective, because number one, just because you do have a preference, you know, you like your PlayStation, you like your Xboxes, but you also shouldn't let your preference blind you to what is there in front of your face.
Yep.
You know,
never listen to somebody who's not critical of their own side.
Here's the main thing. Go where the games go. Don't go because you were just because you're rah-rah holding a PlayStation or Xbox flag.
Here's a funny story. There was before the pandemic started, there was a certain YouTuber I was following at CES. It was an arcade 1-up, and this guy, he has all of them. He always talks about it in parts. So I follow him with that. So he was doing a live stream. So he went to the showcase, and he was there talking to the rep. And then another guy came over. He was part of the back end of arcade 1. It's like, oh, you see, you got like over a few thousand people watching. Hey, hi everybody. All right, you're gonna be the first. I want you to really break down. You're gonna be in front of the Star Wars pinball table, right? Then tell everybody what you think. So he gets on it, you know, and he's pressing the button. He's like, all right, this feels good. He's like, and now are you feeling the full arcade experience? Well, not really. I mean, it's not to scale. It's kind of small. But think about it. It's digital. It's going to be in your home. He's like, no, I understand that, but I can't really compare it to what you're saying. I mean, and this guy's face almost dropped. Like, I felt like he was going to grab the phone. Like, stop the recording. Stop it. You know, you have to call it what it is. Mm-hmm. He was still a fan of the product. He wasn't knocking it. But as soon as he knew what this exec was trying to do, he saw that he was there. Doing live feed with thousands of people watching, and he was trying to push that. And come on, you know this is just like being in the arcade. Yeah, you know, like this. And he wasn't gonna bite. And he's like, mm-hmm. No. This is not the scale. This is smaller. It's digital, okay. So it's not authentic with the bells and all that. Yes, it's fun, but there are limitations. He was like, all right, so how many games can I upload on this? He's like, well, it comes loaded with 10. So you're saying that there is no Wi-Fi feature to upload. It is then pinball, and I could do this on my phone and other devices, expand the library. So you're saying I can't do it on here. Well, what, 10 isn't enough? 10 isn't. He's like, well, that's, I'm not trying to knock it. I'm just want to point out the feature. The guy got pissed. But you got to call it what it is. You can't be super fanboy about everything, because if you do, you're going to be blinded by the obvious. And the obvious is, you're right, Zen Pinball, all platforms, you could go to the store and download more tables. Why is it a $600-$700 table that you're buying for your house cannot be upgraded? Mm-hmm. That's bullshit. And you can't even use your existing account. He said, no, you have to create a new account. Well, I own a bunch of other tables on other platforms. None of that's carrying. No, it's not. All right.
Yeah. See, again, you know, again, like, I know people see that sort of stuff as being negative, but at the same time, you have to be asking the right questions when these situations sort of come up. It's like, we're talking about the PlayStation, Game Pass, let's call it that, right? You know, there's a lot of questions that they're not answering, and there's a lot of people that just, just accepting it, you know?
Can't do it. And then it was funny because in the live chat I was seeing everybody just putting the clapping emoji. Like, that's right, Cola. These are real questions that we want to know.
Exactly.
You know, you're not drinking the Kool-Aid. Like, damn right, it feels like the arcade. Damn right, everybody should pay $600 and change for this. Damn right, this makes me super happy. No.
Exactly. No. You can still like something and still be critical. That's being fair and balanced.
That's the whole thing was done, and he did his own. He said he had to because he's hoping that they will listen to the game. But like, yeah, maybe the next go around, incorporate it. Why is it that this table has Wi-Fi capabilities and it can't be upgraded? It's Zen Pinball. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, moral of the story: Zen Pinball.
Yeah. Also, to your point, that we'll go to the next question. One of the things I see is people tend to see everything as too black and white. There's no gray anymore, right? Like, Manny, you just said that you can like something and be critical of it, right? Also, the reverse happens, right? And I'm going to use myself as an example. I think, objectively, that Game Pass is a great service. Personally, I don't care for it. That's not hypocritical. I'm acknowledging what's great about it. But it's still not for me. But people aren't capable of that. You either love it or hate it. No in between. You know?
Yours is even time sensitive. You're like, I'm not into this right now.
Yeah,
now.
Right now. In its current state, not for me. But I'll be back if they got what I got. It's the thing about this, right? You go to a restaurant, they got some bomb-ass food, and they don't have your favorite sandwich anymore. Like, all right, I'll come back when they got it, they got my sandwich back. You know?
Or a burger,
but they still got good beers, though. You know, Barcade, please bring back the burger. Hey, the Chelsea fucking location has the burgers.
Man,
come on, bruh.
And dude, here's the thing I love about it is like you're the first one to open it up. You're like, yeah, I tend to go for big budget games. A lot of indie things aren't for me. So I know you have a lot of pretty good indie titles, but that's not really my jam. I'll be back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And people are like, whoa, you think there's nothing on there? And you're like, no, I didn't say there's nothing on there. People are like, well, you hate indie games. You're like, well, no, but I don't love them by my own admission that I just literally said. It astounds me, man.
Yeah, it's insane. Again, I could go to a restaurant, look at like a, you know, salmon. Oh, man, that looks fucking well done. That's great. That's fantastic. You want a piece? Nah, I'm good. I don't like salmon. Like, but you just said it looks good. I'm like, I can acknowledge the culinary excellence that went into it. Not for me. Simple as that. I don't understand how that's so hard to grasp, you know?
Because a lot of people can't do it. And I mean, honestly, it shows the ability to be unbiased, which is weird because it's like, it's almost like that's like part of what you do or have done in some capacity is unbiasedly criticizing things. I don't know. I can't really put a pin on it, Tony, but I'm pretty sure you might be able to get me there one day.
Who's doing what now? I'm sorry, Brett. I got distracted by somebody talking about Arby's in the fucking chat. Threw me all off because your boy got coupons, bro.
Coupons? What? Excuse me?
Yeah. You know how they mail you these things to you every week and shit?
No.
You
know? Yeah. Arby's is selling burgers now?
Well,
they've never sold. I mean, if correct me no, if I'm not, wrong.
Yeah, they're not burger and
Arby's. Yo, I'm fucking everybody up right now. Look what they guess. Look at all this meat. Actually, yeah, they do have burgers. Check it out, Carlos.
This podcast just became about sandwiches.
You see that shit?
I'm going this week.
There you go.
I want to have you some Wendy's now.
Yeah.
Wendy's.
So Brett, I apologize. I didn't hear you last time. I got fucked up by Arby's. but whatever you said, I agree with.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I said that you're able to judge things unbiased with a critical eye, almost like you've done it before.
Yeah, it's almost like a thing. Yeah, it's almost as if I'm a professional. Very interesting. Yes, that sounds like a conspiracy to me.
Yeah, that is a conspiracy because everybody knows you're an influencer.
You know, Kishag goes, is Tony being sponsored? I wish we'd be sponsored by Arby's or anybody. You know, that'd be awesome.
And
you know?
I'd take that sponsorship.
Hell fucking yeah, that'd be dope.
You know what? You know what? If we were sponsored by anything, I wouldn't want to be sponsored by Nuggets. Give us some food, man.
No, that's what I'm saying. I want to be sponsored by this shit. You know?
Yeah, I want to be sponsored by food.
Yeah.
I want to be sponsored by Shake Shack, but I've never seen an advertisement by them, so I don't know if they do sponsor. sponsors.
I don't know.
Well, maybe they do only sponsors because you haven't heard advertisement from them.
Yeah, only sponsors. Throw down is that what we're calling that now? we got to talk about that.
Hey, you know what? I would sign up for Arby's OnlyFans page.
I wonder if Romulus has another. What's on there. Yeah, I wonder if Romulus has another question before the show ends. You're talking about OnlyFans. All right, yo, let's move on. What are we talking about right now? Mob hits questions, man. All right, first question. Up here, will we officially start seeing $70 to $80 games come when cross gen disappears? Because think about it, right? Last gen games are $60, so you kind of can't go too crazy. It's a good question. Just saying.
We're already seeing that.
We're already seeing it, though.
And deluxes and stuff. The standard is always like the base. Doesn't really have everything that normally the game would. And then you see the deluxe version with collector's edition, all this other shit. And some of them can run almost close to $200. So.
Yeah. I'm not saying we will, but I could see that happening. Or especially if we ever do get a PS6 generation, be like, all right, $70. That's it. Saving it. Or $80. Who knows? Because last-gen games are the only thing tethering us to $60 at the moment. You could argue that, you know. Interesting question. I don't know. We'll have to see. Anybody else want to chime in on that? Guess not.
I think we're getting $70 games this generation.
We're already getting them. We're already getting them.
I don't think it's going to go down that road for another jump because, like you said, we got the 70 and then we got the tiers, and that's the whole point. They want to see how many they can grab. So they're like, you know what? Let's start to
spread. Yeah, Warner Brothers games, they're already $70 for all their games now. Warner Brothers.
But then Warner Brothers, at the same time, on a Microsoft end, at least so far, we'll see with the Batman, all their games at launch go to Game Pass. All their new releases, even you know, the Back for Blood and all that. So we'll see if the Harry Potter and all.
Oh shit! This burger's limited time, bro. I need to jump on this.
All
shit.
All right, going tomorrow.
God damn it, Tony!
Look, you see this shit, right? Limited time. Fuck.
Who knows how old that freaking advertisement is?
It came in on Thursday, so
let's go.
It came in on Thursday, you know. It says limited time only at participating locations while supplies last. Bro, this is gonna be the new chicken. This is gonna be the new Popeye's chicken.
Wait, but that's the Buffalo one. That's by if they're in your area, you have to call them. You got to find out if they carry.
Yeah, but this better be nationwide, though, man.
No. It says it. Select. I remember the something that they removed. I think we talked about it. They removed some of the meals. Yeah. Listen.
Well, it does say limited time only at participating U.S.
Yeah, yes. Participating ones.
Not U.S. Like, though. It just said participating.
For example, the subways near my way, they don't accept any of those buy one, get one sandwich free or half off. None of those.
Damn.
Imagine, the subway right next to you is the only one that doesn't do $5 footlongs.
Yo, right? Brooklyn Burger goes, what the hell is Wagyu on that burger? I thought it was like waifu or something. The waifu Wagyu. Burger was a Wagyu. You know, Wagyu, these nuts.
special sauce.
Wagyu is a type of cattle.
Oh, okay. Cool. Mm. Damn. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let me stop derailing the show. Next question from Mr. Mob Hits. Okay. Jess Corden of Windows Central recently said that Indiana Jones will not be a Microsoft exclusive. Is it, or Xbox exclusive? Is it possible for studios to renegotiate contracts before a game is released? In my opinion, Microsoft lost a major exclusive if this report is true. Yes, as a matter of fact, it's happened. Alan Wake was not supposed to be an exclusive. It was going to come out for everything. And last minute, Microsoft snatched it up. And I believe the same thing happened with Gears of War. Unless I'm wrong about that one, you know,
Gears
was always going to be already, Xbox.
Always. Okay. Yeah.
That was, but that Alan Wake thing. For sure was going to be on everything. And then they're like, nah, you know, Xbox came in and took that shit, you know, and I guarantee you, even though things weren't finalized, I'm pretty sure Starfield was going to be on everything as well before Microsoft said, nah, ours, you know, so that absolutely happens, you know. So no conspiracy there. It's happened, you know.
No conspiracy. It's money, man. It's business.
Business, it exactly.
But everything, people. It's happened more common in the fashion world. When a manufacturer comes up with a new shirt of them, then it's like, oh, H&M want it. Then you got Macy's want it. All these other outlets because they think it's going to be the next big thing that everybody's going.
Yeah.
It's the way we see it with toys, figures. These ones getting exclusives could only go to get them at Target. It is what it is. It's in all market.
Yeah. All right, man. Next question here. Potentially the last question of the night. We'll see what happens.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know, we may, because we do have some backup questions, but, you know, we may want to end early because of Memorial Day. We'll see what happens. Black Mage. All right. Should Microsoft task a majority of its newly acquired studios to crank out quality AA games while rotating a handful of studios to do AAA titles. That way, everyone would get a chance at cranking out possible bangers while bolstering Microsoft's anemic catalog. This would also help out Game Pass by having a healthy stream of titles. Here's the thing. All those studios are currently working on something, multiple projects, you know? Yeah. So you can't just be like, AA now, AAA now. It doesn't work like game development. We've talked about this many times. It is not like movie development where it's like clock step. It's all locked in for the most part. Games are, you know, Manny, you know this well, you know, being in game development, if you, what you start off with, your initial plan is probably not going to be what you end up with, you know?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there are situations where, you know, there is a very solid game plan, but even then, a lot of things change during the team can do in the amount of time that it's given. You know, maybe they've been going in one direction for so long and it's still not working out, and they have to sort of go back to formula and essentially redo it again. A lot of games have had that happen. Obviously, you don't hear about that, you know, too much. You hear about quite a bit of them, but not a lot of it. So it's not like making a movie, and even a movie can go through a lot of changes. Like, look at what happened with Doctor Strange, where there's literally a totally an alternate universe version of it that they had to essentially refilm like 80% of the film.
That was such a weird movie to watch. It was all over the place.
But you didn't see the first one.
No, exactly. So then I was even more confused. I was like, Doctor Strange, I heard of him. But you know what? They have all these games also in development before they got picked up. That's the other thing. A lot of people think, oh, well, once they get picked up, then they get told. No, a lot of these studios also had ideas and things that they wanted funding for. And if Microsoft said, yeah, keep going with that, we like it, then it could be ahead of schedule because they were already working on
something. If a team had already been working on something, and, you know, because a lot, you know, both Microsoft and Sony do, you know, look around at the landscape to see what things that they can sort of, essentially fund and make, have them be, you know, console exclusive sort of games, like just be on their console. So they're always looking around and seeing for what companies are doing and stuff like that. And be like, oh, that's how that game that was being developed by one guy got picked up, right? Because they literally looking around like, oh, look at this guy. Now let's help this guy out, you know?
Yeah, like Ascent. Sure. Remember Ascent, Neon Giant, I think, that was the same thing. They were already working on that. We'll fund it. We'll put on Game Pass. Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, also, you know, with No Man's Sky, that also might be an example of it, too. Well, those guys were working on that thing, like, literally immediately after Joe Danger.
I'm sure that,
you know, Sony looked at that and said, all right, this looks cool. And then, you know, gave them the funding.
It's Joe Danger. Do you guys remember that?
It was fun. Yeah, it was all right. I got bored of it real quick, you know. It was just fucking stunts. I don't know. It's not for me.
It's like kind of like that game, you know, I feel like it.
Like Rad Racer or something?
Yeah, it's sort of like, you know, like you get the idea.
Excitebike, there it is. Yeah, it's like, you know, you play for 5 minutes, you get bored, you know?
Or Trials.
That's another one, kind of boring, you know? But I'm not into those type of games, so.
Not into that.
Yeah, I'm not into that. But that's what I'm saying. I can, you know, again, being objective, I can see the merit in those games. They're just not for me, you know?
But the funny thing about some people is that they feel that you can't just say it's good. You have to fully support it and play it and do all the different things.
Or say it's trash. You know, again, no in between anymore. You know, you know what? I'm feeling generous. Let's do all the leftover questions.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
We're going through them right now, man. Yeah. We got Dumeka here. Not sure if it's the current state of gaming with all the delays or that many AAA games feel cookie cutter, but I'm definitely feeling nostalgic and enjoying retro gaming more these days. What do you guys think?
I feel that. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just yearn for the simplicity. I mean, I've said this plenty of times where, like, sometimes I'm like, I can't play. Like, sometimes I used to get off work really late, and I can't deal with playing like one of these, you know, ultra, like, you know, deep storyline sort of games, because I know I'll be up until like 4 a.m. or 6 a.m. in the morning playing a game. Sometimes I just want something a little bit simple, and, you know, some of those older games are just simple. There's enough story to get you go along, and, you know, you beat up, you beat, you know, I still to this day love beat 'em up games, like, you know, the not, you know, not what Riku thinks are beat 'em up games, but
Streets of Rage, Final Fight.
I mean, one of the best moments of 2020 was completing Streets of Rage off with Tony.
Yeah, man.
Because that's an old school feel. I mean, the only unfortunate part is we couldn't have been in the same room. That would have been some shit.
Hell yeah. Right? Yeah. But even that, us playing it online, it brought back the same feeling we had when we used to play the old Streets of Rage.
Yeah, Streets of Rage. Yeah, yeah. So, like, yeah, I could totally understand Toonetic.
Yeah. That would have been a trip, though. It's like, man, we got transported to the past if we had done that shit. Because, again, we have played these games in the same room together and beaten these games in the same room together, you know?
Exactly. Oh, literally, man. You know, going to each other's houses. Yep. Like, you know, I bike over to his place or he come over to my place and we play the game.
Yeah, man. So. Yeah, good stuff. So, yeah, I understand. It's like with the way kind of these games are coming out now, and sometimes they don't come out at all. You know, again, think about it. Why do you think I'm nostalgic for, or not nostalgic, I'm hyped for old games. And by the way, that's kind of, because some people say, Tony, you say you don't have time to play these old games. Like, yeah, I play them if they're new, because then I can write about them. I have to get something out of it. You know what I'm saying? As far as work goes, I can't just go, hey, I'm going to go play fucking, Time Cops or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to get anything out of it. But if it's Sonic Origins, now it's in Zeitgeist, I will play that and talk about it, you know, and also indulge that, you know, need to play good shit. But yeah, good question. Oh, by the way, real quick, Black Mage also asked us what the hardest boss we are faced with, but we've answered that in the past. Okay, Mob Hits always has questions, these Bebop Boru questions, you know. Which franchises from the past would not do well in the current state of gaming? Oh shit! Fucking what's the
Leisure Suit Larry?
Leisure Suit Larry. Yeah,
you can't. That doesn't work in our. That in does our not work anymore.
Nope, not anymore.
Manhunt. If they were to bring that back with all the putting Bully. A bag over someone's head,
Bully even, wouldn't work. Even Bully wouldn't work.
Yeah, Bully didn't work then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. Back then, that's right.
The funny thing.
Oh, but it's saying Grand Theft Auto. I really think GTA 6 will be neutered as fuck. I honestly believe that.
I mean,
you know?
Grand Theft Auto.
What did it to Saints Row?
Yes, exactly.
Grand Theft Auto as it originally existed. Yes, I don't think it can. I don't think as a criticism of modern culture, it would work.
Yeah, because someone's gonna get offended and all hell's gonna break loose.
That game literally took, you know, just like, you know, like South Park, it took pot shots at everybody. It didn't matter what political, you know, religion, whatever. It took everything down.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the original God of War kind of wouldn't work anymore either.
The mini game.
You guys know what I'm talking about. You notice how that isn't happening in new games anymore. You know, he's not going to be going to Atreus when, you know, Atreus looking at that homegirl is like, I'll show you how to do this, boy. You know, it's like, that's not going to happen. You have to press 00.
No. It'll be like, you know what it is? It's like,
XX like, circles.
It's boy, press the buttons and also look at that potted plant in the corner of the room.
Yeah. Enter adult code.
So yeah, there's a lot of games that just wouldn't work anymore because we live in modern times. You know, I'm not going to get to it. We might get in trouble. So we'll avoid that. Move on. Next question. Is there a spinoff from any franchise that has been terribly bad or has done very well that y'all liked? For example, Mortal Kombat Mythology Sub-Zero. Yes, it was fucking trash.
That was terrible.
Yeah, that was terrible. So he's basically asking, like, are there any bad games that you like? No. Yeah, I don't like shit games.
I mean, bad games. I mean,
I got one. Man, I'm gonna answer for me, Manny, and Chris. We like this game, but nobody else likes it. The Order 1886.
Yeah, we like that game.
But here's the thing: all three of us will acknowledge that game's faults. We will all acknowledge that.
Oh yeah, it's got faults all over the place.
You know, I still liked it,
but I still enjoyed it.
You know,
I guess I would put out the Bouncer as I always do. I mean, it's not the greatest game out there. I mean, it's a beat 'em up. I still like those sort of a beat 'em up in a classic sense. But yeah, it's not the best game out there, and it totally crashed and burned as essentially a launch title for PlayStation.
Yeah,
2.
That's right. Yeah, Barry, you know what to do with this person coming in here. Buy followers, you're gone. So, Adam, what about you? I know you probably got a couple.
I got a couple, but the one that I always bring this up is Rockstar Table Tennis.
but that's not a game.
But here's the thing, they never made another one,
yep. And they said it was poor sales. No one gives a shit.
I was just about to say, part of the question is bad sales, so that actually counts.
Okay, bad sales. Okay,
yeah, that counts. That counts.
And no one cares about it. And it was like, yeah, so what? All right, you played, so what? Why? What's the big deal? No one wants that. I was like, I guess so, because they didn't even add it as a mini game in Grand Theft Auto 5. And I thought for sure, shit, they had a full tennis court at this dude's house. You don't have a ping pong table in the basement? You know, it's bullshit. And they didn't. So that's my thing.
Brooklyn Burr said state of emergency. I don't know why they used that to make an Evil Dead game.
They use that engine because it could support a whole ton of characters.
But yeah, they really didn't take much advantage of
What was the point of that? I had that game and I felt like every mission was the same. You had to loot about a certain amount and that was it. I was like, what was the end goal? Where did you go?
You know, one thing about State of Emergency, that game was actually not a fully developed Rockstar game. It was actually a game that they sort of inherited. Kind of like the way, another game. Red Dead Revolver. I mean, I don't remember.
Didn't Capcom make that or something?
Yeah, well, it started as a Capcom game. I think that game didn't do very well, but I think it did well enough to the point where they were able to make a nice sequel. It was Redemption.
Yeah. All right. Moving on here.
Real quick.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Brad. My bad. Go ahead.
I was curious if anybody else was going to bring it up because I'm pretty sure mine is pretty self-evident.
Oh, yeah. Fallout 76. There you go. There you go. Okay. Now the actual last question of the night, Black Mage, another one. Brad, I want you to answer this one first. What's a far-fetched future tech idea that would possibly be bad for gaming? For example, Smell-O-Vision with Doom Eternal. go nuts, man, because you're a bit of imagination.
Let's see. Okay. So they're coming out with like haptic feedback VR kind of stuff. I think I've kind of talked about that before, where they send like waves in different directions, and where the crossways happen, you actually kind of get this kind of impact feeling. And I guarantee you somebody is going to immediately find a way to put that in somebody's pants and make a dominatrix simulation.
If it hasn't happened already.
Yeah, that's very true. There's going to be a game called Step on My Balls.
Oh, God.
Oh,
we got to get that haptic suit for Adam, you know?
In a world where we live, like, isn't there, like, a Hitler boyfriend game or something like that?
What? Oh, there is. It's a dating sim, yeah.
Yeah, there's a dating simulator with Hitler in it. We already live in a world where if it can, it will. Like,
yeah. Like, yeah. You know how, like, Rule 34 exists? Like, is there a rule for if it exists, if it can exist, it will exist. It's like
I think it's just Rule 34 has bled off the internet.
I think you're right about that. You know, but it's not
the
just
internet is just one big Rule 34. That's it. There's no internet. That's just the rule. It's law.
Oh my God! By the way, speaking about Rule 34, did you guys see that fucking Winnie the Pooh horror movie that coming out?
Oh yeah, I saw.
You know what's funny about that, though? Like, I've seen that mask before because I watch a couple of special effects companies.
Looks like something from Manhunt, by the way.
Well, the mask is actually something that they use, that this company just makes that you could buy. So it's an off-the-shelf sort of like fancy mask that you can buy. So yeah, apparently that's what that mask is.
That's my problem. This looks like this looks like The Purge. I was like, is this like a Purge movie or something? I thought it was just guys with masks. I'm like, that's supposed to be Winnie the Pooh and Piglet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it worked for Archie.
Oh, what, the Riverdale show?
Yeah, well, just the transition into horror.
They canceled that show, by the way.
I mean, okay, so it didn't work all that well.
You know. Anyway.
It was around for a while.
Yeah, anyway. Go ahead.
I'd be curious to see a Chucky-esque remake of Winnie the Pooh.
Well, they already did a remake of Child's Play.
No, he wants, like, that Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but this is like
Christopher Robin like leaves him in the woods one night and they kick open the back door and just mark his ass.
I mean, to be honest, like, you know, anybody, since Winnie the Pooh is public domain now, anybody can make a Winnie the Pooh movie.
Brett, you know what you have to do.
As long as he's not yellow with a red shirt.
Yes, no red shirt. You can have a green shirt, but no red.
Yeah, I'm thinking about having like a vignette intro scene where you see him take off the shirt, but the whole thing will be in black and white, so you can't prove it was red. And then he'll put on like a Miami Vice 80s kind of flower print shirt and just start going crazy.
Nice. There you go. All right. Anybody else crazy future tech that could ruin gaming?
Future tech that can...
I don't know. Just don't replace controllers. I think that's it. Like, no gimmick shit like, oh, you can control it with your mind or whatever. You know, fuck this Metaverse stuff. Like, don't make controllers, like, don't get rid of it. Be like, oh, you know, just move your body or just run on this pad or what, and fuck that shit, you know? Like, it's all gimmicky.
What about verification dues?
What?
You guys never heard of that?
No, explain.
Oh, man, I forget. I think it started with, as all things do eventually, from an old 4chan post, but, like, it was this dystopian short story about, like, somebody playing video games in the future. Right, and they're like logging into Xbox, and they're having to do all these voice command things and tell them how they're doing, and their blood pressure is getting adjusted, and all the while the Xbox keeps asking them to slam verification due, and so they like hold up the Mountain Dew can, like get the IR code, crack it open, and slam the whole thing for verification to log into Xbox. It's great.
I could see that because we do that with barcodes and things like that, like proof of purchase. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, no, it was just an extrapolation of that, and it's pretty good. It was about how, like, you know, how you know, super sick, and you don't want to eat any more Doritos, but you need to unlock the new gun for this session. Mm-hmm. So you slam your third verification due of the night.
Well, that happened with the Call of Duty with Mountain Dew with the code under the cap, and you get double XP if you enter the code that was on the cap. So, so they did that for a while. I think every Call of Duty they do. And I remember a few times when I'm on my way home from work, and I was like, I'm thirsty. You know, let me pick up Mountain Dew because I'll get 30 minutes of double XP while I'm at it.
Actually, you know what, Adam? You made me think of this. I have an answer to this question. Behavioral psychology. I am not looking forward to behavioral psychology being introduced more and more into games. We're already at the point where we're blatantly manipulating people. Mm-hmm. It's not cool, man.
Ooh, got a question from Mighty Nerd in the chat. What's going on?
Oh, Brooklyn? You got one more. One more longer.
Yeah, Steve Jobs, right? One more. All right. Do you guys have any specific PlayStation 1, 2, and PSP classic games you want to be able to re-download to PlayStation 4 and 5? Metal Gear Solid 4. That's what I want. That'd be great.
Metal Gear Solid 4. Go back and play that again. You know, especially, unfortunately, we can't play it all nice and cleaned up, you know, on a stronger console. At least play it with a better, you know, frame rate and all that stuff. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Well, I'd like a version that installs all of it.
All of it.
Yeah. Where you don't need
swapping out maps.
Well, actually, with the later update, you can actually do that. You can literally install the whole thing.
God damn it. I didn't read the question right. He said PS1, 2, and PSP. He didn't say 3, but fuck it. I still want Metal Gear Solid 4, you know?
PS1, I mean...
I have all the games I want from PS1. They already have them available, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, Metal Gear Solid 1 is already on there. Yeah. Well, I mean, it hasn't... It's not on the list.
Oh, that's right. See, oh, by the way, because I'm thinking about games I already have on my PSP and Vita, but, yeah, like, on your PS4. Because there's some PS2 games that are available to download on your PS4, but not all of them. Some PSP games are not, you know, PSP, here we go. I want the Final Fantasy games, 1, 2, and 4. They have all those on, PSP, like, you know, pixels and shit, not 3D. Mm-hmm. They look
pixel
great.
Version.
Yeah. I would love that. Cool. Yeah. I would love to have those on.
I mean, PS4. I still have the old, what was it? It was when they put Chrono Trigger and Final Fantasy 4. Or, you know, Final Fantasy, I can't remember. Yeah, it was like 4 in the States. I can't remember whatever.
Yeah, you have the 3D version, don't you?
It was 2. You know, I have the 3D one, but there's that one where they put Chrono Trigger and Final Fantasy 2 or 4 on the same disc.
Oh, okay.
And that one was a really good one, but it would be nice to see all that
on there. Yeah, the interesting thing about Final Fantasy 1 and 2 for PSP, they were not digital. They were only on UMD. Final Fantasy 4 was digital, so I was able to play that on the Vita, I'm like, those games are kind of lost in a way. The first two Final Fantasy, you know, the remake versions.
Yeah, they can kind of re-remake them.
Yeah,
over
yeah,
and
yeah.
Over again.
I'm not as against, because some people don't like the new ones that just came out. I think they're fine. The only problem is the font, but you know, I modded that shit because it looks stupid.
Yeah, the font.
But
yeah,
I like what they did with the pixels. I like what they did with the pixels. It looks fun, you know.
I mean, it'd be fun to. I mean, granted, even Sony doesn't put these games out on there. I would like to see a load and reload back again, on there. I don't think I've had those games in a while.
Yeah, but yeah.
Load and reload. Remember the top angle game where you're in.
Not the Metallica albums, Manny.
Yeah. And then what was it? What was that? Oh man, that horror game with the guy in the jail.
The Suffering.
Is that still on there?
Is that on PSP?
That was on
PS2, right?
That was on Xbox.
That's on Xbox. So it's probably on Xbox right now.
No, I look.
Really?
They made a sequel to the two. That's where, that was a good scary game.
Yeah. Anybody else? I guess not.
I can't think of PlayStation games, but I don't know why Microsoft or Sony don't license from Sega the Dreamcast and Saturn libraries. Wouldn't that be something? To have a digital version of Saturn and Dreamcast. Whoever does that, I think you'd get a ton of people signing up.
Listen. Because I already said I'm not subscribing to other tiers. If they have Sega Saturn games, Dreamcast, they fucking won. You know,
yeah. Get you. But that would also X out a lot of the fighting games because those would have to be done up with Capcom and all.
Yeah, we need those natively. You know, we can't, or the arcade versions, I should say. We don't need
the arcade version.
Arcade Saturn versions are good, but they're not. They're still not 100%
perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Before we wrap up, I got to read this because earlier today there was a leak. Mm-hmm. Of the lineup of State of Play. It was bullshit, by the way. Complete fucking bullshit. This happens literally
Was it the usual, a picture of a screen and a Word document?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Right. Anyway.
Here we go.
And thankfully, I'm not going to read the original one. I love the fact that people caught on to the bullshit and have started making up their own fake lists, right? So I'm going to read my current favorite one. These are what's going to be. This is what's going to be shown according to this one. Stray final trailer, Resident Evil 4 remake 2023 trailer, The Last of Us remake 2023, The Last of Us Part 2 Joel Lives Edition 2024, reverse. I don't know what that is. Resident Evil Village DLC announcement trailer, Final Fantasy 16, and a game we all are waiting for. Morbius. It's Morbin time.
Morbius is Morbin time.
That's the reason why this shit was my favorite one. They just threw that in. People started making up their own shit. Joey Polanco, he found his own list, leak list. Nothing but Knack 3. It's coming, man. but yeah, I saw people actually take the original list seriously. I'm like, guys, we do this every single time it's a State of Play. Just so happens, 3 days before a State of Play or whenever the fuck it comes out, there's suddenly leak that somebody just happens to take with their cell phone, even though they could just hit print screen. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to take a fucking potato cam footage, even though everybody has like these big megapixel cameras. No. We're taking the shittiest possible quality we can. You know? Come on, guys.
Just like Bigfoot.
Yeah, right? Right? Well, my thing is like, yo, bro, if that shit was real, motherfuckers with cameras and shit in the forest, they would have captured him.
Exactly. You know? That's what I'm saying. It's like they all say the same thing. I'm like, all right, what kind of phone did you have? I got the new iPhone. Then there's no excuse.
Yeah. Oh, what? They're all like this and shit. Like, oh, this Bigfoot shit. You know, shaking their fucking phones around. It's crazy. Anyway, we're done here, man. Another good show. Do we have anything to plug?
Recently I had the Power Rangers and... Godzilla versus Power Rangers cover from IDW, which I just did. It came out recently, as well as Transformers Beast Wars number 16. It also came out on the same day. And for all of you who have been asking about Throwdown Draws will be on Premiere. Unfortunately, I didn't have the time to sort of set up our previous streams from before. So now the Legacy of Kain, Raziel, Throwdown Drums are actually premiering now. In fact, one was actually ending while this show was on. If you notice on the corner of my screen, a little something appeared up on there. That was actually the stream playing. So yes, every single day for this week. Tomorrow it will be showing up, I think, at 6 o'clock. And it'll be, I think, a 4 or 3 hour stream. And then right before our premiere of this show tonight. So stay tuned for that. Yeah, and every single episode, I will be hanging out in the chat. I saw a couple of people showed up in there and said, what's up? So what's up to you guys? And yeah, enjoy.
Yeah, good stuff. Joey says they took a picture with a Motorola Razr. Remember that shit? what's the other one? A BlackBerry? That's what a Mobhead said. Yes. I don't know what the... Like, come on, guys.
They took it with a Nokia.
Yeah,
just
right.
Just a Nokia.
Just a Nokia, you know? Adam, what you got?
Well, we plan on... I gotta figure out the time. And Richard, Billy Jr. and I... Oh, yes. Covering, doing a live discussion on you, the final 7 for Walking. So we haven't decided if we're going to do tomorrow, the day after, because it is already live on the Plus, or do we want to wait, watch the episode next Sunday and then do it right after? It's the season finale. So we've been talking about it in episodes of the last episode live. So I'll keep you on. But yeah, check us out. I am Neek on Spotify.
Good shit, man. Shout out to The Thing.
And shout out to
what a revolt development. Shout out to who, Carlos?
Togashi, he's on Twitter.
Oh shit. Oh, he is? Good, good for him. You know, that's
the dude got like 2 million followers like
instantly, right?
Yep.
Oh, shit, he don't need our shout out then.
He don't need tell him to give us a shout out.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right, man. We are done. Fan Force, to get out of here with that bullshit. follow us on Twitch and Twitter, Discord, where the conversations are always popping. You already know. Throwdown Show is on every podcast app on the planet. Throwdown Show, 2 words, Throwdown Show. Throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. And if you have been watching us on YouTube and enjoyed the content, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when our premieres go up. We'll have a lot of premieres this week, so you definitely want to hit that bell, man. Don't miss out. World premiere, PC and Xbox exclusive. Anyway, man, links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polacco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
What's up?
Adam Vale.
Don't drink and drive.
And Brett Murdoch.
It's been real.
All right, people, you already know. Thursday, later.
Deuces.